Have you enjoyed listening to the CrowdPaw Leadership Podcast? Are you looking for a way to support it? Maybe you just want some swag. Get some CrowdPaw merch today. We have shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, hats, and so much more. Go to CrowdPaw.org/merch, CrowdPaul.org/merch. Looking forward to seeing your CrowdPaw look. Some companies are doing this whole return to work thing, which so much controversy around that. But I think the one thing that we have learned from the pandemic, from coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, is that we have learned to work in more virtual environment now more than ever, whether that's completely remote or it's kind of a hybrid type of thing. That is something that we are working through.
Turn this up. Your professional development is one of the keys to your career success. When you combine your desire to grow with actionable steps, your journey to success becomes an incredible reality.
Hi, I'm Paul Foranby, aka CrowdPaw, and welcome to CrowdPaw Leadership, where we learn how to become the most incredible versions of ourselves by learning from each other. First off, thank you so much for listening to this episode. But if you're only listening to this, you can also watch it on YouTube. Other thing on YouTube that I don't ever really talk about and I think about it is that you can see the CrowdPaw merch I have on. So the Be Incredible shirt, CrowdPaw hat, and there's so a lot of other things on there, whether it's different hats, snapbacks, t-shirts, polos, all those different things. That's one way you can help support the podcast. But whether if you're just listening, watching, you've gotten merch, I really am thankful for you to supporting what I do with CrowdPaw, helping young professionals in STEM become the most incredible versions of themselves. So with this episode, it's a solo episode, as you probably already imagined. You saw from the description or you saw the title of it, talking about thankfulness and gratitude. And so I think this may be becoming a yearly thing. I did this in 2023, now again, 2024. Took some time to just be thankful and talk about some stuff from the year. 2024, spoiler alert, has been an incredible year. It's also been an insane year. And I'll get into it here shortly. But it's really important that we take the time to be thankful and grateful. A grateful heart is really key as far as psychologically speaking, to making sure that we're in a good place with either is the cortisol levels, or I don't know all the technical jargon, but having a thankful, grateful heart is really key to your emotional and mental health for sure. And the other thing about being thankful and grateful is that you can't really be thankful and complain at the same time. Obviously, life is hard. There's so many different things that happen, whether or not you like the results of the election. I'm not even going to get into that, but whether or not you like the results of the election or what it seems to be, who knows? We are getting through it. We'll see what next year has in store for us. But with that, I will say really focusing on what I'm thankful for. And you get a little bit insight into me, more on the personal side, which I'm trying to do more of, which when my newsletters talk about some of the personal stuff, as well as all the stuff I've been doing on the business side, to get more insight into me in this episode. So really diving into it, one of the biggest things that happened for me this year is actually moving to Nashville. So I was been in St. Louis since really the beginning of 2019. We worked at a couple different companies, a few different roles there. And I actually also grew up in St. Louis. So it's a city that I came back to after being gone for several years, going to college, working out in New Mexico, and then coming back. So it was really comfortable for me. And the other thing I've been learning is when you're comfortable, you don't always grow. Not to say that there weren't things I did to get out of my comfort zone and different things that I learned while I was in St. Louis, but I was in a city that I knew really well, even though I was also exploring some parts of it I hadn't got to explore before. But I will say that just anytime you move, it just accelerates your growth. So in this case, that's definitely what happened with the move, going to Nashville. And the other thing, mention is I talk about being a person of faith. So with that, I think Jesus is first, I am second. And that really, that's my heart for all the stuff that I do. All the stuff that I do, the passion I have comes from the love I have for Jesus, and Jesus really not being a respecter of persons. And all the people that are the quote sinners of the world were always attracted to Jesus. So that is my mindset anytime I'm doing anything, is that what would Jesus do? How would Jesus treat different people? And Jesus accepted everyone as they were. He just being around him, people changed, because when you're around someone like that who's perfect, sinless, I won't get into preaching, but it really changes people when you're around Jesus. So like for myself, that really guides everything that I do. And it's really why I'm passionate about what I do, about empowering young professionals instead. And so with that, I had a community at the church I had in St. Louis. So moving to Nashville, I had to find a new church, new community. And so I was able to find a new church here in Nashville of a quote mega church, which I think it's any church is over 1,000. And so with that, there's these smaller groups that met once a week on Thursdays. I was able to get plugged in, connected, get some really good relationships there. And the funny thing is, it's not even something I realized I would need, which so definitely in that moment, as I was building these relationships, something I'm thankful for, some of the key leaders there were able to support me through a very difficult time. So I'll touch a little bit about this, but I don't want to spend too much time on it because it's kind of in the past and God's done a lot of stuff in me. And I already wrote a newsletter about it that talks about resilience as a lifestyle. But like leading up into this year, even through the moving, I was actually married. I was supposed to move here with my wife at the time. But just through a whole lot of things, but infidelity, belly definitely being the biggest part of it, was no longer with her. And then now really just walking out this path on my own, definitely on my own healing journey. And that, I think that's also the reason why on these last several episodes, probably from earlier this year, you see me talking more about therapy and the importance of it. And that has definitely been a huge importance on me. Definitely, I talk about my faith in Jesus. Definitely been strengthened through this, but then also the value of therapy and understanding just the inner workings of why people act the way they act, or why I act the way I act, and the way I can get better at things to deal with just like a huge thing, like when someone betrays your trust in such a way like that, that there's a lot of things that you have to work on, because there's a tendency to think that everyone's like that, or you could put the blame on yourself. All these different things I've been working on. So one of the things I'm really thankful for is a community I was able to build in that church in St. Louis, in Nashville, because in a new city, there are people around me, but also super thankful for the friends I have in St. Louis and really around the country. So I'm someone that travels a lot, and I've lived in a few different places just from the nature of work. And I have really great friends who were able to step up and really support me through this time, talk me through different things. And so that's something I'm really thankful for. And even in a new newsletter, I mentioned that for whatever reason, you are going through a difficult time, definitely seek out therapy, seek out help. Do not try to do it on your own. I know I keep coming back to this. So Justin Schaefer talked about it on his show, I think it was episode 91, about outsourcing your mental health, like going to the experts to help with that. Especially if you're in STEM or you're an entrepreneur, which I believe is like majority of my audience, is that stuff can be hard. And sometimes we don't understand like the implications of it. Reach out to either your university or your employer, because you might be able to get free therapy, and that can make a huge difference. So that's one thing I've definitely been thankful for with the communities, the friendships that I've had. Also, I've been able to, I think, speak a lot more on the nonprofit side, or just travel more for speaking. I think I'm always doing different speaking stuff virtually, but I've also, and I want to make sure I don't miss it out. So just like listening to some of the stuff I've seen looking over here, is that I went to Washington, D.C. a couple of times for speaking engagements. I went to Baton Rouge to speak for a conference that LSU was hosting. I did one for Detroit, for Wayne State, through Michigan LSAM, also one for Ames, Iowa, through Iowa State. Did a lot of other virtual things as well. So that was a really, that was a blessing to be able to do that, do more stuff in person as opposed to only doing virtual stuff. And then just develop new partnerships. So as you all know that I'm really passionate about young professionals in STEM, I also have a nonprofit, NALA STEM, that I've talked about a few different times, National Alliance Lead the Acceleration of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. And so with that, I have a huge passion for people who are underrepresented, whether they're minorities or women in STEM. And I was able to connect with the Colors of Her Success. So I know Mia Williams is on the podcast, and then was able to connect with the Color Connect as a career coach. So more so on the support this cohort, but it will be actually be one of the coaches next cohort, next year, 2025. So super excited about that, what that looks like, what it's going to look, what it's going to be. It was a really good year, and there's a celebration earlier this month for it in Charlotte, got everyone together. Really amazing, incredible event. Get to see everyone in person. I think as we are in this truly virtual environment, I know some companies, Amazon, sorry, it just kind of slipped out, but I know they're not the only ones, but some companies are doing this whole return to work thing, which so much controversy around that. But I think the one thing that we have learned from the pandemic, from coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, is that we have learned to work in more virtual environment now more than ever, whether that's completely remote or it's kind of a hybrid type of thing. That is something that we are.
Are you wondering what's next? Has everything you tried failed? Or maybe you just feel stuck? Then coaching may be right for you. The coaching relationship is a relationship totally centered on you. So what are you waiting for? Go to incredible.org/coaching so I can help you become the most incredible version of yourself.
We're working through. So with that, so those are some of the things I'm thankful for, and obviously thankful for the family I have. I don't talk about it too much just because as much as I am more seemingly outspoken person, I'm definitely more of an introvert, and I'm just pick and choose the stuff I want to talk about. And when I am talking about stuff, I want to make sure that it's adding value. I don't just want to just talk about stuff for the sake of talking about it. But I have an amazing family, amazing brothers, a sister, both my parents. I would say they raised us right. Like, I am super thankful for all the sacrifices they made growing up. So something I think, I don't know if I've ever talked about it on the podcast, but growing up, I was homeschooled from second to eighth grade. And then I went to a public high school, and then all my younger siblings were actually homeschooled throughout. So for myself, I got to experience private school, kindergarten, first grade through the church that we attended. And then second to eighth grade, I was homeschooled. And then from ninth grade through high school, I went to public school. So really experienced every type of school you could really see. So I'm super thankful to my mom as well as my dad. And the other cool thing with my dad as well, both my parents, but especially with my dad, is that he has been doing a lot more stuff with his own business over the last several years. And for the first time ever, we got to do a speaking engagement together for NSBE, the Young Technical Professionals. So that's another thing I'm thankful for, being able to not only build community and do all the stuff I do in the STEM space on my own, but able to partner with my father on it. I think that was a really special evening for everyone, and definitely for us to be able to do something like that, something we had not done before, and give us opportunity for it. And the other thing I mentioned, like even the reason why I moved to Nashville in the first place was because of Mars. And I will say that in the podcast, historically, I've not talked a lot about where I work, just because I think from the nature of the stuff I do with leadership, it kind of lends us more stuff to the stuff I do with Incredipal, with speaking, as well with a nonprofit, with NALA STEM. So I kind of lean on those things. But I will say that Mars Incorporated, and definitely what I've experienced at Mars Pet Care in Nashville and metro area, has been the best place I've worked at, just in terms of the culture, talking about the five principles: quality, responsibility, mutuality, efficiency, and freedom. Like, it's really lived out. I would say, like, with any company, like, a company is made up of leaders. Leaders are people, and there can be nuances. Some people are dead set in their ways, and they don't always integrate into the culture. But I would say, as far as definitely compared to the other companies I've worked for, the consistency and the culture and the people and just the transparency and just being able to be myself at Mars Peck here has been absolutely incredible. So definitely thankful for the company that I'm at right now and where I'm going to go in the future as far as different roles, like in this current role as a senior R&D process engineer. I'll probably be in the role a couple of years and see what I go from that, whether it's more lateral move or if I get into some type of leadership position. Like, that's not something I'm really rushing. I do a lot of stuff in leadership for fun. So whether I do that on the corporate side of things, it may not come. Doesn't really matter to me. What matters to me is that I'm at a company that I'm passionate about. I'm able to connect with different people, meet a lot of incredible people, actually friends of the people I work with as well. I know some people I actually work with listen to this podcast, so shout out to them. And yeah, so this episode, like I mentioned, just focusing on thankfulness and gratitude. And I think one of the key things of gratitude is that whatever situations that we are in, we find ourselves in, I think there's always something to be grateful for. So I mentioned briefly earlier about walking through the divorce process and just navigating, finding out that my significant other was having an affair was not something that seemingly you would be happy about and thankful for. But I think just the way it happened and just the support system I had around me really helped me navigate it. And it was able to help me get stronger from it. And I was able to get better from it, not bitter from it. And that's one thing I'm really thankful for, because I think you hear horror stories of people going through maybe similar situations or worse situations, and they come out being really angry or frustrated. It takes years for them to recover, all these different things. And then despite everything that happened, I think the separation and divorce was fairly mutual, just for us to go our separate ways, live our lives. And I wish her the best, and I will continue to do my best and continue to support into people, value people. And even when I shared about it in the newsletter and I talked about it, it was really just because I wanted to make sure that people understood a lot of stuff I was walking through as I was continuing to be consistent with the podcast, with speaking, all these different things. I cut back on some things. So during that time, I was, maybe some of you who've been listening for a while, I used to put out 6-minute Saturdays. There's other stuff I was going to be doing. I kind of scaled back a little bit, got more support. Just working on prioritizing Paul, as my therapist would say, and just understanding what that means, and really being a person of faith, like understanding like what God's purpose, God's calling is for my life. And then with that understanding of God's calling on my life, making sure I'm loving myself, and from that, loving others. So it says to love your neighbor as yourself. You can't love your neighbor if you don't love yourself first. So that's a key first step there. But I think that's really it. I've been trying to keep these solo episodes a little bit shorter and sweeter. Let me know what you think about this. If you want me to dive deeper into any different topics, if you want to know more about me and have questions about me, definitely let me know. Also, let me know if you want me to bring 6-Minute Saturdays back for 2025. Been thinking about it, praying about it. Like, is that what I need to do, what I want to do? I was doing it because I was trying to get better at storytelling, and which helps my speaking side of things. And that anytime you record yourself and you watch it back, it helps. Wish I could just do it and never release it. But I thought it would be a 2-for-1 with 6-Minute Saturdays to talk about different topics, share stories, and then also release as a podcast. So if I do bring 6-Minute Saturdays back, it would truly be a separate podcast that you can stream on wherever you are listening to this podcast, or also watch on YouTube. So for those of you who didn't know, I did that. It was about 33 episodes, so 33 straight weeks I did it, and started like August 2023, and so talked about a lot of different topics, whether it's specific to leadership and STEM, careers, all those different things. So thinking about potentially bringing it back, but only if people want it. So if you want it to come back, let me know. There's other things I have on the horizon for next year that's going to be coming, potentially new podcasts that for myself and then others that I'll be producing. So excited about that. Other thing I forgot to mention as far as being thankful is really for all the stuff I do in Nala STEM. So I have a phenomenal team that helps do everything, and I will name them because they're so incredible. So Anna Chikas-Mosier, my VP, who also was recently funded for her own LSAM, Aster LSAM. Also have Myra James, my treasurer. So I've known her for a while from Iowa State. She was took over for me as president for Inspire, like a different nonprofit I was leading. Now she works as a treasurer. I also have Alexis Thornton, who is the web development chair. I have Dominique Graham, who is our mentorship chair. I've had a lot of people come through. I had Demi Smith. Demi Smith, who's our social media chair. And then we have all the incredible people on our committees. And I definitely cannot forget Imani Porter, who is the host for the Nala STEM podcast. So I'm helping produce that podcast, and then she's the host for it. And then we have Melissa Crawford, who's doing a lot of stuff in the mentorship side of things. And so many other people that are joining. And if I didn't mention you for whatever reason, it doesn't mean that you're not important, but these are the people definitely who have been involved with it over the last several years, definitely the last year and a half plus. And then Tilly Duong. So sorry, I almost mentioned, forgot Tilly on the outreach side as well. She does with outreach, and that's her passion for now. I think she's been involved almost for 3 years, at least 2 years as well. So yeah, I tried to wrap things up. I got pulled back in, but now I'm actually going to wrap things up. But hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Just think about homework for you, which I don't usually give homework on the podcast. So if this is the first podcast you're watching or listening to, this is not a regular episode. Don't normally give homework, but this week is Thanksgiving, which is why this episode is what it is. We have this time in the United States to celebrate being thankful and grateful, but I think it's important that we do this on a more regular basis. So it doesn't have to just be once a year. I would say at least once a quarter, maybe once a month, once a day. Think about the things that you're thankful for and make sure that your priorities line up with the things that you're thankful for, because I think a lot of times there are things that we value, but we don't always prioritize them. So that's why I talk about work-life balance. I say it's really priorities. Some things are high on the priority day to day, but what is really crucial is that you are intentional with everything you're doing. Take the time to be thankful. Think about what you're grateful for. Connect with people when you're going through tough times, and you can truly be incredible.
Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. We'll see you here next time. And be incredible.